Strapped into the iron couch, Robert Horst could only watch and sweat as the Shintanil torturer applied another dose of cellular converters to the middle segment of the forefinger of his right hand. The thumb and the forefinger tip were already cyborgized, dull metal shells enclosing impact-resistant materials with articulated joints and shielded microcabling. There was no feeling. The cyborg parts were utterly numb, although when the cellular converters were eating through his flesh, muscle and nerve, there was plenty to feel. The couch was one of four in an otherwise empty rectangular room. The longer wall sloped inward, and every surface was panelled with a burnished brassy metal in a hexagonal pattern. The lower areas of the walls were scratched and dented, and every square inch of the floor had its share of scores and scrapes. But the surroundings couldn't divert him for long. Before him, the middle part of his forefinger was sheathed in a shimmering, filmy substance through which he could see the skin dissolving. The pain reached him as a searing sensation, as if his finger was being squeezed between hot irons, and, as before, the sickening worst of it only subsided when the nerves were dismantled. It only took moments for the rod-like core to coalesce, after which wire tracks, microcables, joints, and cladding were laid down, ending with those armoured shells. As the pain ebbed, other senses came back, like the itch of sweat trickling down his scalp. Trying to ignore it, Robert stared at his hand and wondered what the construct would think of work like this. He cleared his throat.
"So, is this what the Shintanil go through to become as you are?"
The torturer looked up from the metamorphosis. He was as vaguely humanoid as the hulking, armoured soldiers who broke into his bridge and dragged Robert off his ship, except that from the waist down his body was mechanical, a rounded canister that sat on four wheels. The Shintanil had a long, horse-like head, with hollow grey cheeks and blue eyes that gazed out from sunken sockets.
"Very few are like myself, Horst,"
he said, in a dry, leathery voice.
"There are two paths to the transpotentiality of the twice-born. For the ancestrals, they are the para-reconstructions of technotrophic regeneration, while the once-born must pass through the cold death before receiving their regeneration. What you are experiencing is reserved for those of the twice-born warriors too old or crippled to keep fighting, and also for the most important of our enemies. In this way, Horst, we honour you."
Robert almost laughed.
"Forgive me, but I don't feel honoured."
"The honouring satisfied us,"
the Shintanil said, leaning over Robert's strapped-down, immobilised hand.
"Your defiance is admirable and expected, but in the end, you will tell all that I wish to know."
Robert stiffened, gritted his teeth. Work had begun on his forefinger's third segment.
"I'm still at a loss to understand what that might be," he said. "Could it be the top five glow dramas from last year? The winner of the Eo Hunt chase? Or maybe my mother's recipe for Bienenstich?